The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Currently, Virginia's tax code offers exemptions on items such as contact lenses and hypodermic syringes when sold to medical practitioners. But as Charles Kennington, an economist with the Virginia Department of Taxation, explains, the state absorbs the costs that aren't passed on to taxpayers.
We estimated the revenue impact to be $494 million in fiscal year 2014, and that's including both sales through institutional channels and retail channels. Institutional would be hospitals, long-term care facilities, clinics, and so forth.
Also, state tax officials say it's a significant administrative burden to determine which items are tax-exempt and who is eligible for specific exemptions. For now, the subcommittee has elected to continue with the current exemptions because the state does get money from the federal government through Medicaid, and much of the revenue earned by collecting taxes on medical items would be offset by the medical funding that would be cut. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.